Well, Flipper, great to see the Adelaide Crows coach game come in just before Christmas, live in the studio. I'll tell you what, he might shake a few up too. I'm talking about the man that's been at Port Adelaide for a while and the West Coast, Philip Walsh.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, isn't it? You know, we've seen him around the place a little bit, but to get him into the studio to chat with us, I mean, it's just important. He's still a bit throaty, I think, maybe, and been fine voice at the Carols last night.
Phil, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no worries, David and Wayne. Great to be here.
Hey, you've just moved from Alberton to Westlake. It's not a big distance in kilometres, but it's a big difference in your own career. What have you picked up in the 10 or 11 weeks you've been at Adelaide so far?
Yeah, look, I probably knew what I was getting myself in for coaching-wise, but as the senior coach, a lot more people want to run things past you, David, so I've probably been in a few more meetings than what I was prepared for, and I suppose that's meant I've had to just manage my time a little bit better, which basically has meant I've actually got up a little bit earlier and had to go home a little bit later. So, but I'm really enjoying it.
So it is pretty well 24/7. If you're not there, you're thinking about what you may be doing.
I've always probably been 24/7, 365 footy anyway. It's probably now there's a few other elements that people inquire about that I previously didn't have to worry about.
I've seen you around for a lot of years now. I remember the early Phil Walsh back with Port Adelaide and the word intense came up. I know a lot of the players were like, gee, I better get out of Phil's way. He looks angry. Where did that intensity come from?
Oh, look, it's a really good question, David. Probably one thing I haven't revealed previously is because I came across Mark Williams, who was a good friend of mine, because he gave me my first job in coaching, I probably always felt a little bit that some people perceived that I only got the job because I was Mark's friend.
Okay.
And that probably just spurred me on a little bit to...
I'll show you.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Yeah. And probably the best thing I did was spend 5 years at West Coast where, you know, John Walsall basically came to get me to help his program, and it was not a friendship or anything like that. It was just based on my football experience. So I probably was able to shed a little bit of that. But if you asked any of the Adelaide players right now, I'm still very intense. But what I've learnt to do is once the training's over, I can relax a little bit more. And I do show that I've got a little bit more another side to me than just in football.
Yeah.
Well, was it time for you to do a senior role, one that presented itself the way it did, Phil?
Yeah, I probably, again, something's been perceived a little bit about me, Wayne, is that I was reluctant to do that. And there was a time in my life when I got asked, probably only seriously two clubs have only really asked me to apply for the senior coaching position. And as being now well documented, I had a few life-changing experiences. And I did say to myself that if I did ever get offered the opportunity to apply, I would apply. And as I said in my interview, here I am.
Yeah, it wasn't an interview. I've heard that you demanded to be selected for the role. Just tell us about that process and that last little piece of the jigsaw puzzle that fell into place.
That's not true, Wayne. I was spoken to by Mark Ricciuto and Rob Chapman, and it's not that I needed some convincing, but I just wanted to make them sure that what they were looking for in a coach. And when they were able to reassure me that they were basically looking for a coach, 80% coach, 20% the other part of being a senior coach, it was then that I applied, and then I just went through the normal process.
Can I ask you about first expectations coming from an exciting young group from Port Adelaide on the way up? And Crows, to be honest, apart from 2012, a little bit disappointing. So, once again, when you walk into a new club, what are you seeing? Do you see anything, you know, drastically different, or that you've still got 40 blokes or 45 guys on the list?
I get excited about footy full stop. I get excited about being with young men who want to be their best. And every club I've been to, we set elite standards. And I can tell all the Crows supporters out there that we're chasing those standards as hard as we possibly can. We've had a great pre-season, like the other 17 clubs have. But I can assure the guys, if there's any of them listening out there, that when we come back after Christmas, it's going to step up another level.
Asked Aaron Burge the other night about you and what you could bring from Port Adelaide. And he was a little bit coy there, but he said, no, Phil would know a lot of our program, but there are other things. But Port Adelaide's fitness has been well documented, and you know, they run games out. So how much can you, how much that intel can you bring to Adelaide, who at times, to be honest, at early last year didn't run out games?
One of the arts I've picked up in my time in football, David, has been you've got to understand GPS, and Darren Burgess is probably one of the leaders of understanding GPS in the world. So I have learnt some things from Darren. In a previous life, I was a conditioning coach back in the bow and arrow days, but I still have some strong views in that area, and I've been really happy with the personnel and the alignment I've had with Nick Poulos and Matty Bode and Jared Wallace, our GPS guys. And although we probably followed some of the things that I've learnt off Darren Burgess and others along the, on the way, we've targeted our program very individually towards our players, and we're pushing hard for individual targets and formulas for those players. So every club's different because of the makeup of the list. When I was at West Coast, we had some elite 2K runners. At Port Adelaide, they had a good blend of both repeat speed and endurance, and the profile at Adelaide's completely different. So it's not one program fits all.
So were there areas, obvious areas, that you'd identified about the Adelaide Football Club that you thought you would need to address, and was that the case when you got there?
Yeah, look, I think I said when I first got interviewed, I have a philosophy on football that you need to rank top five attack and defence. This year we ranked third in attack and 11th in defence, so it's pretty obvious the area that I want to improve on. Players have embraced that. Been really happy with the way we've gone about our team defence so far. But one of the tricks in pre-season is you're only really competing against yourself. So we know Judgment Day's coming. Got a really good NAB Cup, Port Lincoln v North, then Geelong at Geelong, and then Port Adelaide at Amy. So they're going to be three great hitouts to test where we're at.
How does that change the style of play that perhaps supporters have become used to with our football club, but you now saying that defence is going to be the key attribute?
Yeah, I'm sure previously at Adelaide they've had a defence mentality as well, but for whatever reason, it didn't come to fruition this year. So I'm working feverishly as the other coaches to make sure that it's the forefront of their mind at the moment. And if anyone's they probably haven't seen us train, but they might have heard me all over Adelaide. We've been making sure that there's some non-negotiables in our defence, and that's what we're going to work on as well as soon as we get back.
Phil, I thought Port were good in adopting that slogan, we never give up, but surely that'd be your mantra, like in anything you do, whether you're playing Scrabble or marbles, whatever. That really should be every club's motto, shouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Dave. And I think I don't know how many of our draftees you've spoken to, but if you've read anything about the guys we've drafted, competitiveness was one of the first things I asked our recruiting staff to deliver on, and they've done that. So the players have already seen it already. We've had a beach session down at Tennyson Beach where it was all about being competitive, and that's what I expect the guys to be every time they run out this year, to be at their competitive best.
And your first thoughts of young Jake Lever, missed a whole season, but looks to be a very strong defender in the making, or key position player down the track for a young lad.
Yeah, very impressive, David. We had him ranked really highly on our board. I was assured he'd be there at pick 14, but pick 12 and pick 13, I was sweating a little bit on draft day up on the Gold Coast, and it was great to land him at the club. He's obviously had coming off a knee injury, so we're going to be really careful with him. We're really happy with our other guys as well. Harrison Wigg, he fitted in really well at the club. Obviously, he's a North Adelaide guy. You might have seen him, David.
Yep.
And then we've got a player I knew a little bit about because I coached his brother, Mitch McGovern. And Mitch is a real talent, got a bit of X factor about him. And then we've got the son of a Norm Smith medalist in Harry Deer. So we've got a bit of size, but like I said before, they all tick the competitive
box. And Cheney and Loudon as well.
Yeah, look, Kyle's been great. David Noble and his list management team identified him. The attributes that I'm on about, elite standards, attention to detail and team first, he ticks those three boxes. And some of his efforts already this pre-season playing on Taylor Walker, we've highlighted to the whole group.
What about Phil Walsh outside of footy? We're just watching the cricket now in the background, and you said you're not a huge cricket fan, but what if I had to ask you your number two sport, or number three sport, what would they be behind AFL?
Well, I actually got a sport, and since I've been senior coach at Adelaide, I haven't indulged in, but I can thank the boys at Firewire Surfboards. I'm actually picking up a surfboard straight from here.
Nice plug.
And yeah, very nice plug. Don't forget me, guys. So I've promised to reintroduce myself and my surfboard over the Christmas break, terrific. So I'm really looking forward to that day.
And what about the Japanese culture? Where'd that come from? I don't know. We see that. Did you know about Phil Walsh? Well, I didn't know that, but where'd that come from?
I wish I'd never said that, actually, David, because I've had so many Japanese people come up and talk to me, and my kindergarten Japanese replies have been very poor.
Can you speak it?
Yeah, chotto, skoshi. Yeah. It was interesting.
Sounds like three of your rookies.
It was interesting. I had dinner around at Rob Chapman's the other night, and his lovely wife, Lisa, also speaks Japanese, and I think she might have been a couple of modules ahead of where I'm at this point in time.
You made some changes to the leadership group and the structure thereof. Why was that important, and who are those that have come in, and what did they bring to the table?
Yeah, well, Wayne, I didn't actually make the changes, so the players voted on the leaders. We did go back from seven in the leadership last year to only six, so one dropped out because of that, and the players voted Daniel Talia in, and we know that Sam Jacobs and Richard Douglas went out, but only by a very small margin of votes. I'm really impressed with the leadership group. Darren Glass has done a great job so far this pre-season with them, and we're really looking forward to leadership across the board, not just from those six guys.
How does that leadership program, and Darren Glass, that's his speciality, I suppose, but he's still residing in Perth, and how does that, him looking after that role, being not based here in Adelaide, the challenges?
Yeah, no, Darren's available whenever I require him. He is actually doing an MBA, though, this year at the University of Western Australia, but he'll be doing a lot of work prior to the season starts, and then he's going to be able to get to a number of games. So we're very comfortable with the commitment Darren's given the club.
Well, I like Phil, Ryan O'Keefe. I love the way he played, and he come from a very strong culture. And no doubt he'd like to adopt a few of what Sydney have done, because they've always seemed to be, you know, close-knit with and always around the mark for the finals.
Yeah, look, both Scott Camporelli and Matty Clark stay on in that midfield area, but then to add Ryan, you know, just out of the game, Sydney culture and standard. Look, he's been really good. I think he's going to be a great coach down the track, and some of the midfield guys already are learning from the tuition that he's been able to bring to them.
The captaincy, is that been done and almost done and dusted or not?
It's a little bit of a tough one for me, David, because I've got some really good leaders there, six really strong leaders. I'm just going to wait till probably after Christmas just to see. I've got some ideas on it, but I just want to give them a little bit of time to see how they carry themselves out after that Christmas break. We may even wait a little bit later. I might even wait to see how a NAB Cup game goes, but that will unfold in time.
Don't have to mention any names, but when you come into a new group, have there been some that have impressed you even more from the inside than what you perhaps you've seen from the outside?
Yeah, they've all impressed me, David. I mean, this group, their appetite for work, the way they've hooked into the pre-season, there's been no whinging whatsoever, and we've really tried to detest them. In fact, last week, I was a little bit worried because I hadn't broken anyone down. And if there was any misdemeanor, we're going to jump off the jetty at 6 o'clock in the morning. We've done neither of those. So I've either got them right to the cliff edge or this group's still got some more in them, which we'll find out about after Christmas.
Exciting time for the club, and certainly for Nathan Van Berlo and all the supporters he has. We'll get to the 19th man in just a moment. But to have him back on the track now, fit, healthy, and leading a lot of the running, it's a terrific testament to him.
Yeah, look, you have perceptions about players from other clubs. I had some perceptions about Nathan, and it's very rewarding to get inside the club and find out they're exactly true. No, he's been an outstanding leader. It's great to see him up and about. He actually had his best training session on Wednesday since I've been at the club. Hit some really good targets, and his running was right up there. So I think we're in for an exciting year off Nathan.
A lot of players feel they've been on the fringe, but they look to have talent. And Mitch Greig, Ellis Yeoman, Sam Shaw, Brodie Martin, just picked out a few there, but not playing a clump of games, but you think, boy, if they get a chance, they could be good footballers.
Yeah, keep going too. Cole Hardigan. Yeah, Cole Hardigan as well. He's been really good as well. So, look, we know we've got some really good top-end talent, but it's those guys you mentioned there. There's a real opportunity for them to become regular players. And that improvement across the board, every player on our list, if they can just lift their performance, that will get us where we want to go this year.
Well, Phil, thanks for coming
in.
It's been
terrific. Yeah, really appreciate it.
It's good to learn a bit about you. As I said, I can remember the days, the early days of Phil Walsh. I remember players saying, God, here's Phil, I better get out of the way. Don't talk to me. You'll be give me a glare. But
I still say that, David.
But great appointment. And when I heard you were the coach, I mean, we're all pleased. When I say we, the just please that A, you got a chance, and B, I think you'd be great for the Crows. But all the best. Have a great Christmas, and look forward to next year.
Yeah, same to you, David and Wayne, and to all our listeners. I hope you have a really safe Christmas. Spend it with your family, but most of all, make sure you get your membership, and we'll see you at Adelaide
Oval. Yeah, just before you go, Phil, exactly right. Yeah, that membership there at the Adelaide Football Club available. If you want to go that way, please jump online. You can do that, 19thman.com.au. That's 19thman.com.au, or the phone number down there at the Footy Club for membership inquiries, 8440 6666, 8440 6666. Our special guest, Phil Walsh.
Yeah, Merry Christmas in Japanese. Do you know that or not?
Omodai gozaimasu.
Wow, that could be right. Really,
I don't know what he said there.
It might be a Phil Walsh joke. Thanks, Phil. Phil Walsh, our special guest.
Thank you, mate.